You're listening to the first Calliope podcast, describing Boston's exciting new collaborative music organization for choral singers and instrumentalists, led by Julia O'Toole. The music you're hearing in this podcast is from Calliope's pilot season concert, held in September 2006 in Boston, Massachusetts. Calliope, whose name means beautiful voice, is the leader of the Nine Muses and is the muse of epic song. Julia chose Calliope as the organizational name because Calliope embodies the unique combination of music and text, thereby creating a perfect marriage of the two. I had the privilege to sit down with Julia O'Toole recently to hear more about Calliope and why she was compelled to create it.
Calliope came from the fact that in the summer, church choirs and community choruses and other music organizations don't usually function. There were a number of singers that expressed interest in doing something through the summer that was a little more relaxed, but still a challenge on a smaller scale that gave them an opportunity to explore some different kinds of music, work with instrumentalists, and it struck that there really isn't anything in Boston that allows amateur musicians to work in a collaborative environment. Most amateur choral groups work with a pianist for their entire season, and they get a dress rehearsal with their instrumentalists, who are generally professionals and paid, and they get, you know, one or two rehearsals, and that's it. And so there really isn't any exchange or collaborative effort between the voices and the instruments. The amateur instrumentalists around rarely work with voices at all. So it seemed like there may be a place for singers and instrumentalists to exchange ideas, to exchange approaches, to work with one another, both behind the music stand and at the table before and after. So Calliope became a collaborative effort idea. In other words, we want that exchange between the different kinds of musicians.
I asked Julia to share her thoughts on the structure of a typical Calliope season. During this discussion, Julia's vision emerged for how the collaboration experience will impact not only Calliope, but also other area organizations.
Because our season, we've purposely decided that our seasons would not coincide with the other music groups in Boston. We will not have a Christmas concert. We will not have a concert in May necessarily. That allows people, the instrumentalists and the vocalists, to stay with whatever group they're in if they choose. Because a lot of people are very loyal to their primary group, but also sing with Calliope. Our first concert would be a summer concert. Our second concert would be in the early part of the year, like February, when no one else is giving a concert. By allowing our musicians to stay in the organizations that they're in, they all come with a different set of skills, a different outlook, a different approach to music. One chorus director may really focus on the text and what do the words mean, and you have to communicate through the words. Those singers bring that. Another music director may really focus on articulation and line and the markings in the music, if you will, and those musicians bring that. Another may be very much about precision, get the rhythm correct. The composer designed it with this rhythm for a reason. There's no fudging it. You have to get the rhythm, you have to get the pitch, and they bring that. And the combination of those different backgrounds coming into a collaborative effort means that everybody goes away with more information to take back to their group and share with their group, either just by being there with a different perspective or in talking with the people that they perform or rehearse with. But also, everybody in the group grows individually, and the group continues to grow as a unit. We continue to expand our knowledge base as an organization, as a performing organization. So that allows us to, each performance or each season, take on bigger challenges, try some different things, which ultimately means the pool of music that we can use is basically endless. We can take on some contemporary atonal stuff at some point if we choose to. We can take on Gregorian chant. We can take on things that the average amateur chorus may or may not, the average amateur orchestra or band may or may not. We've got a number of different goals, a number of different missions, but they're all very closely related, and it's all under the umbrella of collaborative effort. and excellence in what we're doing as amateurs, bringing to the table the best that we have and going away with even more.
Julia went on to describe the upcoming Calliope concert.
So our first concert will be September 15th, 2007. It will be at Marsh Chapel, which is on the BU campus in Boston. Beautiful space, fabulous organ. The program will include some motets by Durafle, some Sam Barber pieces, Fauré's Requiem, and a Martinu orchestral piece, which is actually a nonet, meaning there are nine instruments playing. The theory behind this particular program is, again, going back to the idea of text and words being a unifying source, we're going to approach everything starting with the concept of chant, which the motets are based on, Gregorian chant, and taking that concept and exploring it in other styles of music in order to provide better line, a better sense of the words and the stress of the words, to sort of unify the piece of music around the words. And that applies to the orchestral piece as well. Even though there are no words in the orchestral piece, we want to take that same concept and apply it to the Martinu in the sense that you're going forward with the line, everything is going someplace. And even in the Martinu, it's really, even though there aren't words, there's a story being told, as there is in almost any piece of music. And so we can use that as a propelling gesture going forward.
Auditions are required to become a member of Calliope. As auditioning can be a daunting task for many musicians, Julia shares her philosophy for holding the auditions.
Our purpose for auditioning is to be sure that we have a baseline of skill so that we don't have people who have capability well beyond someone else in the group and therefore get bored. And we don't have people who don't have the fundamentals of whatever their instrument is, which then makes them feel badly because they can't keep up and makes the people around them frustrated. It's not designed to make the organization some sort of elitist thing. It's not designed to intimidate. It's as much as anything to find out what the parts are that are available to us to make the best sound as a group. We also want to have a sense of what is your music background? Do you know how to read music? If you don't, that doesn't mean you're not in. It just means when we do a particular piece of music, we have to talk about that as part of the collaborative effort, as part of the education that goes into preparing a piece. Do you know French, German, Italian? If we have a big group of people who know French, well, maybe we ought to think about incorporating some French music that allows us to capitalize on that and share that with the folks that don't.
I asked Julia what to expect during the auditions, which are open to singers and instrumentalists from high school through retirement age.
So what an audition would entail is basically one prepared piece, no more than 5 minutes, that shows you off to your best ability. And the second part of it would be a sight singing or a sight reading section. That's not necessarily to say if you can't sight read, you don't get to be part of the group. What it says is, okay, across the board, the people that we're seeing who are interested in participating are not strong sight singers. So that becomes part of the education. And then the last piece of it, the third piece of it, really has to do with tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you look for in an organization that you're going to be invested in terms of your time? Are you willing to mentor somebody else, a young person? Are you interested in trying new things? Are you interested in providing feedback to others and taking back to whatever group you may or may not belong to during the rest of the year what you get from here? None of these are criteria that keep someone out or necessarily get someone in. It's more of an information gathering. We do want to have a baseline of quality, a baseline of understanding. Given that, though, there are people who wouldn't necessarily have that baseline, who would benefit immensely from a group like this and would learn quickly, be able to make up ground that they may not have otherwise. But we don't know that until we hear them, until we talk to them.
Julia also discussed Calliope's scholarship program.
We're also going to include two scholarships every year from the Boston Public School System for one instrumentalist and one singer. It's not a financial scholarship, it's a mentoring scholarship, a preparatory scholarship for going on after high school. And we're aiming for girls because they tend to be underrepresented in scholarships offered. We'd like to target girls, but we're not necessarily going to limit it to that. And just like the adults would require an audition, the students would as well. The audition would be the same. Those two scholarship recipients would work with Calliope with a mentor or several mentors from their instrument, whether that be voice or violin. And in that process, they will have an opportunity to contribute intellectually, to contribute musically, to ask questions, to learn more about their specific instrument, more about their instrument and its role in the music that's being done, as well as more about some music that they might not have encountered in the public school systems necessarily. Our idea with that is that we're exposing young people, and then those young people go on in music, whether it's a major in music in college or whether they just participate in an a cappella group when they get there. But they take with them a different understanding, a different view of what this type of music can be. And they talk about it to their counterparts when they get there, and they talk about it to the underclassmen in their high school, and someone else says, oh, I'd like to do that, and they then audition for the following year.
Thank you for listening to today's program. Calliope is Boston's exciting new collaborative music organization for choral singers and instrumentalists, led by Julia O'Toole. For more information about joining Calliope, our upcoming performances, or supporting us, please visit www.calliopemusic.org. This podcast program is a Tenor Technologies production. Tenor Technologies provides digital media strategy and implementation services for arts organizations and independent artists. For more information about Tenor Technologies, please visit www.tenortech.com.